Hi, we're Half Hour Hotel.
And you're listening to the Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb. And you're listening to the Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb.
We've got in the house, we've got Mr. Daniel, we've got Josh, we've got Mark with a C. Yes, we have. They're all here. And apparently, Daniel, they're from Paradise Forum. Of course they are. Of course they are. You're going. Where are you going next week or month?
I'm going to Budapest.
Budapest. What is going on in Budapest that we need to know about?
Well, my sister is out travelling at the moment, so yes. I thought it was about time I'd pay her a visit. And it just so happens Budapest is that place.
Is that just because that's where she is right now on her travels, or she's
it will
there
be
for a
at
while?
The time.
You see, I just like to know the details. I think it's important. I think it's important. Now, we've just had a text in. This is crucial for all Paradise Forum lovers and listeners. Here's a text in. It says, making a fish pie and listening to you. You see, that's the kind of thing we got. I guess it's a kind of fish pie kind of time.
It's a lot of love there.
A lot of love coming in. A lot of warmth, I think, from that fish pie. Depends what kind of fish it is, of course.
Yeah.
Could you text us back and tell us what kind of fish is going in the said pie? Because this is kind of crucial to the whether it's a good or a bad thing.
The ambience of the room.
Right.
Based off this fish.
You're not wrong. You were there with the fish. You're banging it out. How are Paradise Forum in a kind of trio nutshell?
Yeah, we're really good too, fair, aren't we? We are very good indeed. Confirming a few gigs, so it's starting slowly making movement.
Indeed.
Well, movement's a good thing, unless it's, you know, Josh, and you and I, we know this, don't you? Some movements you kind of regret, don't you? You know what I'm saying? You know, we've had that kind of crazy curry, and he didn't mean to. That kind of movement. It's, you know, you don't want to go there.
That's not rock and roll.
It's not
rock and roll. That's not rock and roll.
No, it isn't. It's not. But you do need a role involved, but it's not that kind of thing. No, I agree. Apparently, salmon. Salmon's going in the fish pie.
Oh, nice.
Salmon is a beautiful
I
fish.
I think, isn't salmon a beautiful fish in a dish, a fishy dish. So we approve. That was a text coming in from Anna. Anna, thank you very much for that. Salmon fish pie is obviously on the menu tonight, which is a grand thing. Now we can hold that thought while we listen to Paradise Forum. Now, you're not, you're kind of new to Brighton.
We are.
In terms of the last 6 or 7 months, yeah? Is that right? Am I right? But you're not kind of a new band.
We aren't a new band, though. We've been around for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
But we are originally from Birmingham, and we've come down here to go to BIM, which is a brilliant music college.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you're so, so welcome in our fair city. Is it a fleeting visit, do you think? Just so are you just down here for BIM, and then you're going to take all you've nicked off us, all you've learned, and then just spread it all over Birmingham?
I like to think we're here for the foreseeable, so you like it too, but like, we'll be here for a while.
So Brighton's kind of tickled your bits?
It has, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first place I've lived outside of Birmingham,
yeah.
And it's suited me very nicely, so I can see me staying down here for the near future.
Just had a text in, yay, fellow Brummies, rock. Oh, yeah. Now you're bringing out the Brummies in Brighton, you see. Everyone's now, they feel comfortable now you're on there. So just bring out the inner Brummie in all of us, I think, because there is one.
There is.
I'm looking at Josh, he's not so sure. I mean that in general, not about that question. He's just not so sure, really. No. Josh, to be fair, you're probably Birmingham to where you're from is further than Brighton to Birmingham,
to be fair. I'm very northern.
He's very northern. He's proper northern. He's so northern, he doesn't even need a microphone. That's how northern he is. He's so far north.
I'm so northern.
So far north. You, my friend, are held from Darlington. Is that correct?
That's true, man. I'm on a train.
I'm gonna bring out
you. Made the train.
you what? You created the train?
Yeah, man. We all build trains in Darlington. It's pretty much the main thing we do there.
Do you have a company called Bombardier? Are they based in Darlington? Because I thought always thought they make trains. They're from Derby, aren't they? Bombardier. What companies make trains in Darlington? You haven't a clue, have you?
No, why would I learn that type of thing? I just make the trains. I don't know who I'm working for.
Have you worked on the train? Seriously?
Yeah, of course. I made all the trains.
Because I'm from Darlington.
Exactly.
Are these real proper trains or are they toy ones?
No, the real trains. I just didn't make any of them. That was a lie.
Okay, but I don't care. I don't care. Since when did truth ever cross the path of the Pete Jones Show? It's never mattered. Now, I'm curious about you guys because you've been in a band. Well, I say you. I'm assuming Daniel and Mark were in a band, and you've picked up this Darlington Bunny in Brighton. Is that fair?
We've also got a drummer that's travelled with us as well.
He's probably listening now.
Why should we mention him? He can't be bothered to come in. Who's this lightweight drummer? What's his name?
Daniel O'Regan.
He's another Dan.
So we can't have more than two Dans in one room, otherwise trouble happens. So.
Dan Dapperman. Yeah, I agree with that. That's a fair Dan comment. So there's only one Daniel tonight. Yeah. By the way, Dan, if you are listening, do text us in 07909 547336. That is if your hands are free. I'm sure you've been tied up and they will untie you at the end of this session and free the inner Dan in all of us. So he's the drummer. He came down from Brum as well.
Yeah.
But you weren't in a band called Paradise Forum, were you?
We weren't. We were originally called Mer Room.
Mer Room.
But no one could spell it, so we thought we'd better change it.
Well, they're Muppets, aren't they? I mean, you know, don't pander to the ignorant. I mean, that's no fair.
Three quarters of the band couldn't spell it either, though. That was the biggest problem.
I was the only representative of the past Mer Room.
Bear in mind, this is coming from the guy who can't even spell Mark. That's that's a rich comment.
That's Solo.
Solo, who said that? Look through the glass, right, as we speak. See those four guys, the researchers. That tall guy, he makes a fantastic coffee. Rubbish at research. That was his line, by the way, so don't blame me. The other three aren't even listening. What are they doing in there? I think they got Juice FM on in there. Ridiculous. Well, that's it. That's when he comes to Reverb. That's the kind of researchers you get. So apologies for the people through the glass. If you're watching on the webcam, then you are creative because there isn't one. So sorry about that. But we will put a picture up on Facebook when you guys play live, which you're going to do now. What have you got? What are you going to do?
This first song is an original, and yes, it's called Passerby.
Passerby. Guys, you're listening to Paradise Forum on The Pete Jones Show. This is Passerby.
Don't move in my way, I'm just a passerby. Don't look in my face, it's not meant for your eyes. Still the same old place, filled with different minds. Don't move in my way, I'm just a passerby. Look at the clouds today, they're taking up the sky. I shout hello to them, expecting a reply. I'll sit and I'll wait, but I'm no friend of time. Thoughts roll around my head, disguised from the outside. Southern its absence, it's not that bad, it's me. Where's the marvel amongst people that outputs such harmony? What's the love of judgment? Jail at top, nine of us are free. I'm stuck in my youth, wondering what I am meant to be. Meant to be. Don't move in my way, I'm just a passerby. Don't look in my face, it's not meant for your eyes. Still the same old place, filled with different minds. Don't move in my way, I'm just a passerby. Don't pass me by, don't pass me by, yeah. Don't pass me by.
That is good. That is gorgeous. I love that. Is that a newie?
That one has been around for a little while. We had that recorded on our latest EP. So I think it's probably been around for about a year now.
Which I've got here. So I will, from now on, I will obviously play it from this. But I'll take the point that the band name has changed. Yes. You are now Paradise Forum. And apologies for the posts during the day. I must have found someone else. What's going on? Is there another Paradise Forum? What's going on?
Turns out there is. So after we decided on the name,
for goodness sake,
ventured out on SoundCloud to find out we're not actually alone.
Oh, man. So what's going to happen?
Well, I've only just found that out, by the way, so that kind of hurts.
Oh, yeah. You mean now?
Literally right now.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I am. I clearly am. Sorry about that. You no longer exist. You know what I'm saying? What a shame. So what's going to happen? What can you do with that?
We're going to stick out with the name because I think they're a band from back in the Midlands as well.
Okay.
Paradise Forum is quite a Birmingham thing as well.
Because there is a place or there is
There is a building called the Paradise Forum.
That's right. You see, I found all sorts of crazy things. That web thing, there's a lot of information out there.
There is.
Whoa, who knew? So yes, what a shame, a Brummy band. Well, maybe you could pair up and become the enormous Paradise Forum.
Yeah.
It says here, Paradise Forum with a Darlington mention. Love their music, especially that last track. But it looks like, unless there's loads more to this text, which I'm just about to find out, it could be that there's no name mentioned. Guy, who are you? So we don't know who that is. There's another text in which I missed a little bit earlier. Ha ha ha, Josh never looks sure. Well, there you go. All anonymous. All these texts are sneaking in now.
I feel like our drummer's got about four phones on the go and he's just plaguing our interview.
Well, I don't think any of these, it doesn't sound like any of these are him, so who knows. Do text us if you are a Paradise Forum lover. Text us also if you want to do that thing where Birmingham versus Brighton, you know, speak big for your city, folks. 07909 547336. Just text us anyway. And also, they're not listening. Any dirt on these guys, because at the moment they seem well too clean.
I'm from Wolverhampton, so it's not the cleanest place.
You never mentioned that. So there you go. It's all coming out in the wash now. Yes, it is. Anything you got on Daniel, Josh and Mark, or anything that you know that we don't about Drummer Dan, you know what I'm saying, Drummer Dan, we just want you to tell us everything and everything, mainly because the researchers are rubbish, so we need data. Now, you've got a gig coming up. The other thing is, how did this happen? So did you come down to BIM as a band? I mean, how'd you get into BIM anyway? How does it work?
There is an audition you have to do to get onto the course, so I think ours was March time last year, about the same time as this last year. We're on the guitar course, so we had to go in and play a track I chose.
But did you come in and play together?
No,
it's all individual, so it's all based on our abilities to play guitar.
So it was a fluke, not a fluke, but it was kind of touch and go that you're all going to get in.
Yeah, there was
a little bit.
Yeah.
So, a lot of pressure.
but you're happy that you did all get in. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You weren't trying to, you know. You
know what I'm saying? Fluke the interview.
You said that, not me.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say that. So you all got in, which is amazing. Was the Mer Room, were they a three-piece?
No, back home we did have another bassist, but he decided to go to the University of Hull.
Yeah, well, there
in fact,
you go.
We have a strange story about this.
Is it a strange story about Hull?
It's quite
strange.
It blew my mind. I nearly passed out when I found this out.
Well, Mark's put his guitar down just to get ready for the story.
Serious.
So I prep myself.
I'll try and not miss any details.
Okay, okay. Over to Darlington, boy. Here we go.
Right, where do I even begin? So I was in a band in Darlington, and my drummer was a girl called Bex, and she went to university in Hull. And then I went to university down in Brighton, of course. That's why I'm here. And then, what happened next, Mark?
Do you know how excited I am?
Josh,
it's just such a good story.
No, all right. But basically, yeah, go on then.
So our old bassist, Max, went up to Hull and joined a band.
Yes.
And
then
grunge band.
Right, thank you for blowing my ears on that one. Yes, a grunge band, in case everyone didn't get that. Yes.
Yes, and so Josh's old drummer, Bex.
Yes.
Met Max in Hull. This was No Link.
Right.
And then,
so they formed a band, and then that old band from North has now become us.
Basically, we swapped bassist and drummer.
I couldn't remember the story because I couldn't remember Hull was a real place. It's not very notable.
Well, I'm not saying anything there, Josh, but you
I'm
know,
only joking. I'm a big fan of Hull.
The Pete Jones Show is enormous in Hull. Enormous. And let's not be wrong here. Hull is Culture City 2017. That means they've got 9 months to, you know,
I'm just sorted it.
Again, I didn't say that. You're putting all these words into my mouth. Yes, exactly that. All things Hull, Darlington, Birmingham and Brighton all come beautifully together. To make your next song, what would you like to play?
This is an original that we haven't yet recorded. This one's called Oz.
We are honoured, my friends. Thank you so much.
Again, I see our ancient guilt trip recipe slowly starts to mess with me. Dark repressive interlude, broken by a joyful tune, deafen up my distant moods. Hey, the deepness of your eyes makes me so satisfied, like nothing else I'll find. Deepness of your eyes makes me so satisfied, like nothing else I'll find. Little thoughts just here and there, watch the wind snatch at your head, captivated by your staying. Unreasonable I may be, to blame whoever made me, but they really make me see. The deepness of your eyes gives me a place to hide my intolerance in life, hey. The deepness of your eyes makes me so satisfied, like nothing else I'll find. Of your eyes gives me a place to hide my intolerance in life. Deepness of your eyes makes me so satisfied, like nothing else I'll find.
Oh man, that is good. Paradise Forum playing live for us on the Pete Jones Show here on Radio Reverb. Thanks for your text coming in. This is Sophia, Pete. Oh no, don't let Josh tell any stories. He's the worst.
Ooh. Josh getting savage.
Josh, I'm only reading this out.
That's my sister.
That's your sister? That's family?
That hurts.
That hurts the big one. Is she back in Darlington now?
No, she's in London.
Oh. Well, Sophia, you're more than welcome, you Londinia. While you're in London, get Paradise Forum some gigs. I mean, how hard can that be? That can't be bad. By the way, if you do want to see Paradise Forum playing live, I'm loving this set, by the way.
Thank you.
It's very, very strong and very, very good. Guys, you can go and see them at Bleach in Brighton on the 2nd of May. Oh, here we go. Should I read this before I read it out? Nah, forget it. We've got Dano here, the drummer. Oh, dear. Hello to the boys and the fans. Sorry I didn't come. But if you ever get a drum kit in, we've had drum kits in. What's the matter with you? We've had them out there. Yeah, don't diss the drumming place. I'm sure we can play you our music as we play it live. Ooh, okay. Now, that's a fair point, because obviously you're not an acoustic band, but you're sounding great, by the way. If you want to see the band as they play live, or as they are, really, 2nd of May at Bleach. Tell me about that gig, by the way.
So it's a gig we've got with a promotion company called Live Medicine, who is, what was her name again? It was Amy Wildsmith got us that gig. She's also a student at BIM.
Okay.
And I think she works alongside the promotion company. So we're playing 2nd of May at Bleach with Voodoo and the Crips, who are another BIM band.
Good. By the way, Dan goes on to say, would love to give a shout out to my man, Becky. Interesting start. My sister, Sarah, and my dad, Beefy Deck.
There you go.
I can't do any of that. We haven't got time, Dan, but thanks for the text anyway. do apologise for that. I'm sure you understand, obviously. So do text us in 07909 547336 if you've got anything as useful as Dan had to say. Really, that's the kind of... The bar has been set.
The bar has been set.
Yes, so if you can crawl over that one, do, in a beautiful way. Oh, ma'am. He meant to say ma'am to my ma'am, Becky. Yeah, not my ma'am, Becky. I'm sorry, Becky. That's quite, that was, your son's texting, to be honest. It's appalling. Absolutely ridiculous. And Voodoo and the Crips are gigging at the Bleach, is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Yeah, and how did you get that gig?
Just messaging around and asking different promoters.
Nagging people.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, a little bit of that. Because we had a few gigs. Well, we had one gig down here last term with Lout. Yeah. Who are another promotion company.
Yes, they are.
At Sticky Mike's Frag Bar, which was good fun. And we also played one just down the road at the Prince Albert with a band called Seats, who are another bin band.
Now,
also very good.
I know that you are relatively new to the city, the fair city of Brighton, of course. How do you find the music scene and the venues and gigs, etc.? How do you find it?
It's broad. The genres are very broad. So it's kind of hard at times to find bands, but there's a load of bands, so it's just picking and finding the ones that suit your sound.
Do you mean bands to play with or to see or
everything? Just a lot going on, so it's just trying to actually hone in on what you want to go and do. That's
and has BIM helped that journey?
It's helped make contact so far, I think. Yeah. And definitely if we can get onto the end of term gig, which they run every term, that'd be a brilliant opportunity, because that's at Concord too.
And how limited is that?
20 bands.
20?
20 bands get on. I think there was some,
all to do one song.
100 auditions.
Yeah. That's mental.
Yeah.
And when you say auditions, is that BIM themselves that choose?
Yeah, that's just run by BIM. And
okay. What's the date of that? Do you know?
It's not this Thursday. It's the Thursday after.
Okay. Text in, or is it... No, what is that? A tweet. Pete Jones Show, your radio keeps stopping. What? We just want to hear the lads, innit? What? What's the matter? That's Lucia. What radio keeps stopping? I don't know. R.I.P. Murrum. That's also from Lucia and from Molesy.
Oh,
Molesy.
Yes.
They're obviously old die-in-the-wool fans of Murrum. And why not? Apparently, we had a text in back again from Anna saying, my radio doesn't keep cutting out. There you go. Well, that's probably...
There's friction.
See, that's Brighton versus Birmingham already.
Yeah, you can right feel there. It.
I reckon what's happening... I don't know anything about Lucia, but she's probably not local.
She is local.
So, okay, because I'm just thinking that might be the internet cutting out and as opposed to the radio feed, but...
Kemptown.
Connection
in Kemptown.
You said local. Kemptown.
Oh,
Kemptown,
that far,
that's up the hill over there. I thought you meant Brighton. Oh, Kemptown. No, I'm kidding. It's all Merthing, of course. As opposed to Murring, which you don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Definitely. Thanks for your text coming in. 07909 547336. The whole BIM thing, I guess that's kind of you for the next 2.5 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that kind of... How does that work from a band's point of view as well? I mean, do you kind of...
It's a hard balance at times, because we're down here for BIM, but at the same time we are down here to try and make a bit of a name for ourselves and see where the music can go and how we can pursue it. But obviously BIM is our main thing to be down here, so it's a hard balance.
Trying to find balance your time, isn't it? That's the biggest issue.
And part of that course, presumably, you just use the fact that you're in a band. And does it work like that? So is the coursework stuff that you can be doing as a band?
At times, yeah. There's certain lessons and lectures we have where we can use our band material to cover that lesson. But at times it's very different and you have to kind of put yourself out there and do different types of music that you're not used to doing.
Oh, okay. So they set you like sort of exercises like...
Yeah.
Tonight, Matthew... shall be what kind of stuff? I've no idea. I'm intrigued.
Shania Twain.
No, there hasn't been any Shania Twain as long.
Are you sure? It's coming.
Well, hopefully, to be fair,
second year when they're actually ready to do Shania. Then.
Of course, because you're not yet.
Yeah,
quite.
It's a big preparation.
So it's a bit like The Voice, is it? Swing around. I like that. I like that. Where do you think we're going musically? Do you find there's just no end to it all? Do you think that there's a place for it all? I kind of been intrigued with the sort of mainstream music at the moment. I just kind of feel it's all me kind of music. You know what I mean? What do you think? Is there a...
I think there'll always be guitar bands, but it's just whether they actually get to the mainstream anymore, whether it's going to be a niche market like jazz and like blues ended up being. It's just one of them.
don't know. And it seems to be that the live thing is becoming everything now, which is great.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a lot different back in Birmingham, obviously playing in the venues around the city there. And I was quite apprehensive about coming down here, because obviously coming to a new city, you don't really know the gigging scene. You don't really know where you're going to go with it all. So it's all about just networking. That's the big one.
I know. I mean, it's a weird kind of word, but actually it always has been.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
You couldn't have got anywhere without, you know, knowing the guys that did the venues. It's just they didn't use the word networking.
I do have to say, though, I do really like all the venues down in Brighton, especially Green Door Store, Sticky Mike's, Prince Albert have got a brilliant upstairs.
I really like
room.
The Prince Albert.
It's great, isn't it? Really, really good. You can probably hear them already. The noise that thumps out of that place. Yeah. It's only up there. But the Green Door Store as well is a fantastic. It feels like a real old school gig.
That's what I like, the underground feel too. I love it. It's got that really dingy kind of vibe, but that, I don't know.
It's
I've
fantastic.
Always loved
that kind is it the of Hope and Ruin as well?
Hope and
Ruin
is another brilliant
That's
one.
That's a great venue.
That was a
upstairs at the Hope and Ruin. Downstairs at the Latest. Have you been down the Latest Music
Bar?
I recommend the Latest Music Bar. That's a good one. And of course, our old favourites, the Brunswick. Have you been to the Brunswick?
I haven't.
Check the Brunswick out, man. That's over in Hove.
In fact, yes, I have.
Next to
the Had a Master.
Okay.
Yeah, we have been.
Okay, you've been. So there you go. And actually, Josh, you should love the Green Door Store, because it's kind of railway arches.
And apparently dingy as well. So
dingy. See,
just like home.
What's not to love about that? You know, it's just got it all made. Guys, would you like to play another track? What have you got?
Sure. This is probably our most popular track we released, and this one's called "South of the Border."
Take it away.
I go to bed late, I wake up late too. My mind's preoccupied with things I've got to do. My problem is I have too much time to myself. My thoughts jump back and forth from the north down to the south. It's a free country, do as you will. It's so relaxed, but looking south inside, find a way to take life in my stride. South of the border, there's no fun and games, dancing on your own. In good company, I'm entering a different zone. Say I'm chilled, you're underestimating this feeling in my head, this brain dead concave state I'm in. It's a free country, do as you will. It's so relaxed and looking south inside to find a way to take life in my stride. South of the border, yeah. Drum solo off Daniel O'Regan.
Come on, Dan, where are you? You're on, mate. You're on.
Hitting the north side, find a way to open with my eyes. South of the border, yeah. Oh, yeah. South of the border. Take it day by day and dream my time away.
Wow, that is grand. Paradise Forum, the band that have braved the border and come south of it. Who writes this stuff? I don't know. Apologies. Daniel, Josh and Mark in the house. Dan, the drummer, couldn't be bothered to get out of bed. So he's horizontal, I think, listening. Probably with a... What's his favourite drink?
Don't know.
Go on. I don't
vodka and Coke?
Vodka and Coke.
He goes out a lot, so...
So Dan the drummer, lying horizontal with a vodka and Coke on tap. Does that sound about right? Yeah, thinking, God, what a great gig not to be at. By the way, Mr. Dan, there is plenty of room for your drum kit, so, you know, the onus was on you to pitch up here with your whatever you got, your chochon or your airbrushes, what, whatever you got. I don't care. And you could have banged something, my friend. And that's, I'm sure, not the first time you've heard that. So there you go. But you couldn't be bothered to turn up. And then you send us texts about your man, Becky. Well, I just don't think you can, really. So, you know, your place in this band, quite frankly, could be numbered. I don't know. There's plenty of drummers out there, aren't there? I don't know. You know, seriously. So next time you come in, when you've got that brand new album out, yes, with the right name and yep, stuff, we're going to bring Dan in. I think a four-piece right now would be groovy pants. If you cannot wait that long, go to Bleach, which is a gig on the 2nd of May to see these guys. The 2nd of May sounds like forever away, but it's not, is it?
It's a month and a bit.
It's not far at all. So that sounds brilliant, alongside Voodoo and the Crips. Where would you say do you feel that you've influenced in any way at all musically? Is there sort of stuff that all filters in and creates the sound?
It's all very disjointed, isn't it? Like, yeah, I love T-Rex, Led Zeppelin, that's them sort of bands, and then you're more from grunge, indie sort of vibes.
Yeah, I've always loved like Nirvana and people like that, but I mean, I know that's really come through in the past few songs we've just done, but
yeah,
I love really those acoustic songs, pop.
Yeah, well, I mean, from Birmingham, we have bands like Peace coming out, who are massive indie artists at the moment.
Jaws as well.
Jaws, another great band. So I feel like the whole B-Town scene or Digbeth scene has like influenced our music a little bit.
Definitely.
Dan wants us to play a track from the CD as it had the full band sound, meaning he wants us to hear him play. I think that's what it means. Dayglow, if possible. I tell you what we could do. I tell you what, we could compromise. What we could do, if you got the CD, I've got it here. Is this the one? We could play that now, and then you could do another live track, because we've got time.
That's great. That's fine.
Is that Dan? Fine. Danny, are you happy with that, man? Text us. Ask your man Becky if you're happy with that. Anyway, okay. So we're gonna. This is all, you know, all improv. Obviously, anyone who hasn't heard the Pete Jones Show will know it's basically run on string and a prayer. So let's have a look. Which track did he want us to play?
Dayglow.
Okay. Well, that's probably about the last track of the CD. So let's line that up. So people, if you've never heard the band Paradise Forum, this is what they sound like on the record, CD, track, download, and also possibly similar to how they might sound if you hear them playing live. What do you reckon?
If we play well enough, then it may hopefully sound like
that. If they play well enough. So here you go. Go on, Dan, go on. Dan, you missed it, man. Where were you? You missed it. That's what we were. At the end there, come on. You could have done anything there. That was Dayglow, played especially for Dan, the man who couldn't be arsed to come in here tonight. So he has to take the abuse on air. That's fine. That's okay. That's okay. If he was here, obviously, and Josh wasn't.
It'd be the Northern.
It could have been. It could have got very messy, indeed. So that's what the lovely Paradise Forum sound like on CD. Can people buy your stuff?
At the moment, because of the name change, we are currently sorting out all of our social media platforms, such as Spotify. You could probably download it off SoundCloud, and we also have a YouTube thing.
Yeah. Oh, what, you got some vids up?
We have one.
We've got one homemade video.
Let's hear it.
It's pretty fun.
Come on, which song?
South of the Border.
South of the Border.
Hunger.
Two. Excellent. So go to YouTube, my friends. And is that under Paradise Forum name?
Yeah, that'll be Paradise Forum.
So go, put in Paradise Forum, South of the Border or Hunger, and, enjoy. I'm going to tonight. I'm going to crack open and sit down and enjoy that. A little bit of viewing for myself. Why not? Take my well-earned boots off. Enjoy a bit of Paradise Forum. So that's good. That's all fab and groovy. Yeah, I can see what you mean. There's a lot of grunge in there. But, you know, what does it feel like playing it acoustic for us tonight? Is that...
It's always different playing acoustic, I think. But we've played a few open mic nights around Brighton as well, because I think it's a nice change for us and it's a great way to, like, tell people about the band.
The songs we've played as well have been more of our softer songs that we would play live. Yeah. Right. So you kind of, we do kind of take it back, and Dayglow is probably our heaviest track that we do play live. So
yeah, how's the writing of new stuff going? Are you have you got a minute to do any? How does it work?
We find our ways. Yeah, we like to jam our way through songs. So it's only been like the last like month or so where we've had rehearsals that we've been able to start like getting new tracks back into the kind of like.
And a little bit what Dan was saying earlier. Just finding the time, isn't it?
Yeah, that balance.
Around the college work, because obviously that's quite a lot. Are you having to work for money as well as to all the rest?
When we do the live gigs, obviously sales of tickets and things like that is our main income, but obviously, so...
And so you're not sort of baristas around town or...
No,
we're not there.
Okay, no, I'm just wondering, because I just know, you know, the tough call of just dovetailing everything in and trying to live, hello?
Yeah.
Because those coffees aren't free.
No, they're not.
I found that
out. I used to work at Custer.
There you go. I got my card, by the way.
I hate Custer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. It just seems stupid not to get one. Every time I was pulled into a service station, there was a Costa. They accosted me, put it that way. So we have... Anything else you want to get off your chest, Paradise Forum? This is your moment before we go out with a flurry or a livey.
Just...
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I thought that was coming. That was Mark with a C.
Hi, Mark's mum.
Hi, Mark's mum.
I'll say hello to my family as well while I'm here.
Yeah, hang on. This isn't.
This isn't the right time, is it?
No, I don't think so. That's just ridiculous.
There's never a right time to vlog hi, mum, is
there? No, not really. I guess you're right. So Josh, you know, have you enjoyed the journey?
Yeah. I wasn't on a train, but it was good enough.
Well, you know, we can only hope we can live up to the train expectations of it all. By the way, have you used our Southern's finest service up to London?
I don't even know what that is.
Good. Well, there you go. Guys, what are you going to play? What's the last one?
For our fourth one, we thought we'd do a cover, keep it light. This is Jake Bugg's Lightning Bolt.
Oh, very good call. Paradise Forum playing Jake Bugg.
Green morning, I don't know what the day's holding. When I get up tired, I'm gonna walk right into the path of the lightning bolt. The sirens, an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town, and one blinks an eye, and I look up to the sky for the path of the lightning bolt. Everyone I see just wants to walk the street it takes, so I just stand by and I wait for time. They said you got a total line. They want the water, not the wine. But when I see the signs, I jump on that lightning bolt. Fortune, talking all about fortune. Does it make it hard? Does it call you?
blinking of an eye, just another passerby on the path of the life and road. Changes, I've always tend to say take chances, and you tell that there ain't any answers. I was starting to agree when I woke suddenly in the path of the lightning bolt. Everyone I see just wants to walk with pretty teeth, but I just stand by and I take my time. And said you got a total line. They want water, not the wild, but when I jump on that lightning bolt. Silent, I was laying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said and then she fled in the path of the lightning bolt.
Zowie, that was the coughing version there of lightning bolt. Jake Bugg's track, obviously. Paradise Forum, Daniel, Josh and Mark, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
us. And just being so brilliant, so brilliant. Do stick in touch throughout the year. If you get a chance to put some new stuff down and record it, will you let us have it? And we'll play it out on air. And
we're currently halfway through mixing our latest single.
Oh, fantastic.
So that should be able to get sent.
Well,
yeah.
We need a kind of hard copy to play on this show. Yeah. If that is all right, with any data, any info, any gig stuff you've got coming, keep it all. We will be your mouthpiece, if that is okay, if you do not mind. And just keep us rolling. And Paradise Forum, go. Keep going, my friends. It is a beautiful, beautiful sound. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So, mate, thank you.
This is Patrick Naylor. You are listening to The Pete Jones Show on Brighton's Radio Reverb.